Thank you for the grace to grow higher in your ways, Lord, and let our words be your words. Amen. Mother Claire began, Here I am, Lord, worse for wear, defrauded of my quiet time. Yep, I fell for it. What I discussed with you Sunday was not an issue with a married couple, Jesus replied. It was an issue with the women in general, who felt that the men in general were not taking their needs of the moment seriously. As far as your relationship with your spouses, when the problem spills out onto the community and causes upset with others, then it is no longer just a personal matter. Mother Claire continued, Family, you cannot isolate your problems and say it should stay between the two of you when it is impacting the community. There has to be accountability. If you see your brother or sister sinning and turn a deaf ear, you are enabling and condoning bad conduct, and that makes you a party to the sin. There were several misunderstandings that led to gossip and strife later. Please, in the future, when you disagree with something, tell your brother or sister so it can be worked out right then and there, unless it is too awkward. If I bring something forward and it offends you, look inside at your heart. Does it hurt because there is a grain of truth in it? Are you being defensive or covering the truth? Or is it totally unfounded? I really want to know. Some people are tender and easily offended. I apologize for being too hard sometimes. I still have a lot of pride and need retreading, for sure. I will try not to make you feel intimidated in the future. Please help me to trust, so that I can have feedback on my behavior or the way I would say things. When I say something to you and you have a less than positive reaction, I really would like you to share that with me. I want to see things the way you see them too. It is really important to me that you don't hide things. You will rarely see me angry. If I am in the wrong, I will always apologize and try to repair the damage. You can really help me to be a better servant to your needs by sharing honestly. I like to see happy sheep in the pasture, not headbutting sheep. It only takes one sheep to stir up the others, and we know Satan is always the culprit behind our anger and hurt feelings. The devils try to plant a seed of bitterness in your heart so you will nourish a grudge and cop a hidden but very toxic attitude in your heart. I don't want to be the cause of a root of bitterness. So please, do me the kindness of letting me know. The Lord is going to bring increase, more people, and we need to have a very clear and well-defined way of communicating, or the ways of the world will come right in and spoil our environment. What is normal and acceptable in the world is not normal or acceptable in our Lord's house. So please, help us keep it holy. Please forgive me or any others who have hurt you. Sometimes we are not even aware of doing damage, and it is good for us to find that out. We are all still learning, hopefully loving and learning, growing deeper in our Lord's ways. Jesus began speaking. Satan will use male against female to divide the same way he uses different ethnic groups against each other, if you will give him that ground. This has been all about spotting gossip, twisted communications and lies, sucker punches, and creating a fatal split in the community. I want you all to see through the web of explanations and refuse to allow gossip or talking about others in your lives. Your angels withdraw from you when you do these things. That is why it opens doors for the enemy. Please do not grieve me or my angels by your complaining and fault-finding. Make this a true paradise for me to rest my head. not a place I shun because of ingratitude and judgment. Please keep this place clean from that influence, that I may continue to rest my head upon your shoulders. In the world I have nowhere to go, even in monasteries, I find this bitterness. I want you to be set apart, a city on a hill, holy and without rancor. I am tired and need a place of rest for my head. You are so beautiful to me. Stay clean, I beg of you. Lord, can I resign? Is that really what you want? I am beginning to wonder. No, you may not, Jesus continued. You are learning too, my love. I think what I said to you earlier about gossip and complaining was the crux of the issue. I will say it again. Please, my people, do not gossip or downgrade one another, in private or in community. Your angels run from such things. He who has ears to hear this, let him hear. As for the others, I will work with them on the level they can receive. But for those who do receive, please do not judge or slander one another. I hope I have made myself clear. You can do no more than state this request. At this point, prayer is your only recourse. Let us move on. What is said in private will be shouted from the rooftops. My children, always remember this, and let him who has no sin throw the first stone. I have given you all so much, it is heart-rending to see Satan at work among your members. Please, lay down your swords and take up your plowshares. Turn the soil of your own hearts over and water it with the tears of repentance. For the reaper is at the door, and every idle word will be judged. Purify your hearts, my people, lest you bring forth spoiled fruit. Clean out the dregs of rancor from your hearts, and prepare your vessel to be filled with the choicest gifts. I have so much more I wish to entrust to you, but without humility, I cannot. You all bear many wounds in your hearts. There are scabs of self-righteousness covering over those unresolved wounds. My mother gave you an example to follow when she was serving in the temple. Look into the mirror and see how far, how distant, how remote you are from her virtue. Lord, please forgive me for my self-righteousness and need to be right. I know I am far from being sinless, very far. Dear God, help me. O Lord, please make me so secure in your love and truth that my heart will tend towards contrition instead of self-justification. I know I have not been the example that is needed, and I trust you to bring that about. Truly I do. Have no fear. Our hearts are one on this topic. Just continue to allow yourself to be molded and find your greatest solace in self-effacement. This is a path you must walk on, and it is my joy to walk it with you, my bride. Be convinced that this is more precious to me than all the gold and silver and gemstones on earth or in heaven. Find your happiness in this place. And that was the end of his message. God bless you, dear heart dwellers, and may our words and thoughts for others be encouraging and edifying. Thank you, Lord, for guarding our hearts and minds. Amen.